Most people find it very difficult to deal with emotions such as sadness or angerness or irritation about other people. So when you meet someone who irritates you, for example, all your cells and emotions and nervous system is yelling. Rah! And it's a very intense emotion, angerness, irritation. So mind only knows two ways to deal with it. Or it represses it, so it puts it in the box of Pandora, and then this angerness or irritation is making you sick inside. And another way to deal with this is to act it out, to yell at persons or to talk bad about other persons who irritate you. So it, both ways are running from this present moment, because when you repress this emotion or act it out, you are not you're not dealing with it in this present moment. It's the way mind deals with emotions is it doesn't want to deal with it. It's running from it. So that third option to deal with emotion, that's a more healthier option. When you let the emotion come to you, when you breathe the emotion in inside of your heart, then it transforms, because when you allow it for the 100% and 99% isn't enough. When you allow it to your system 100%, this emotion, this sadness, this angerness, this irritation, this energy, intense energy vibration, when you allow it in your system and you breathe it into your heart, then the heart opens. But not only the heart opens, also the sacral chakra is opening and the anal chakra is opening. So both your connection to the let's call it heaven, and your connection to earth is opening. So you're opening a transforming tunnel of light, and through this tunnel of light you are conducting this energy. Okay, let me give you an example. All emotions are energy vibrations, like sound. Sound is also an energy vibration. So listen to this sound. I'm making a sound, and please not only listen, but also feel in your energy system what it is doing with your energy system. Here it comes. Okay, did you feel it? It came into your body, to your nervous system, and it goes out. And nothing is left. Well, there are sometimes a few people who manage to put labels on just a little sound, but if you were honest, this sound came into your energy field and it left your energy field. And it wasn't difficult. It just came through you. So it's the same with emotions. When you let a difficult emotions to your system as a sound, as an energy vibration, and you're not labeling it, when you're not labeling it with a story of ooh, what if then it just conducts through your system and nothing is left. So it can make you sick, and it can't harm any other person in the outer world. So when you are meeting someone who's irritating you, well, look closer, because before this emotion of irritating, there's a story about this person or about this behavior, and this thought is saying that this person or its behavior, his or her behavior, isn't right. Or maybe you are scared because of what will happen to you. So you are believing a thought, and then the emotion is coming into your field. So it's first it's about not believing this thought about what you're seeing, and then let what is left from this emotion into your heart. Let the vibration of this emotion. So don't label this emotion and don't believe the story that comes in front of it, but just let the energy field come into it, and it dissolves back into the source.